We're back with our Parks and Rec Advisory Board, and I will turn the floor over to them. We'll move along with the presentation, so introduce yourself, please, and then do your presentation.
Starting.
Mary Anna Hearn, Park and Rec Board Member.
Mike Trachtenberg, Chairperson.
Nuno Sardinas.
Mark Ballinger.
Dan Russell, Director of Parks and Recreation.
And Mark's going to lead off.
Wonderful.
Mark?
Okay, I don't have a PowerPoint, but I just wanted to briefly talk about, I've been in the township over three decades now. When I first got here, there was a bicycle mobility plan that David Broidia and Park and Rec spearheaded at the time. And a lot of what was the vision, some significant pieces have been built, and that's awesome. The one thing I notice as a resident is getting to the trails from neighborhoods is not so easy. And I know the comprehensive plan has been in the works and everything. And I just want the board to really think about whenever we have an opportunity to link a neighborhood to a neighborhood or to link a neighborhood to a trail, we really need to do that because we have wonderful parks. We have wonderful trails now. But to get to them from the neighborhoods, like I'll use one example. And again, I want to be brief because I know we're running short on time. Is that like Ross Road? There's a trailhead there, but to get to it from any of the neighborhoods, you can't get there from, you know, unless you're an aggressive cyclist like myself, where I will even by myself ride down Ross Road and hop on the trail to either go towards, you know, going west or going to connect to the Schuylkill River Trail. So there's an idea that I think there's any funding, any plans, any opportunity where land is available and you can put another sidewalk, another trail in to connect to the trails, that would be a really good thing going forward. And that's really all I really wanted to mention today.
Okay. Thank you.
Neil?
Thank you. My topic is going to be the Upper Marion history signs. The project is wrapping up. There are six history signs that that you will be seeing in the township. And these are the locations of the history signs. And I'll step through them quickly. So the first one is near 422 behind Lafayette Apartments. And it is telling the history of the Catfish Dam and Catfish Lock, which was part of the Schuylkill Navigation. This is Catfish Lock and Lockhouse. And the Schuylkill Navigation went from Philadelphia to Port Carbon, which was over 100 miles long, and it passed through Upper Marion. So this is the location of where the sign is going to be, as you can see 422 in the background. This is the actual image that will be on the sign. The second one will be near the footbridge on the Schuylkill River West Trail, and there are concrete columns that you'll see down there next to the trail. And those concrete columns were supporting a railroad water tank. And that railroad water tank was for supplying water to the locomotives on the Reading Railroad. And this is the graphic that you'll see on that sign. The third one is going to be in Hoyser Park, and Hoyser Park was an impounding basin which was used to collect the sludge that was pumped out of the river. Here you see a river dredge, and the sludge that was in the river was culm, which is the coal waste, which was washing down from the coal fields up in Schuylkill County and clogging the river. So this is what one of the dredges looked like in the river. I think this picture's up around Royersford. And the berm that you see in front of the car, and that has been cut by the trail, leaving the parking lot here, that berm is a remnant of the basin that collected the sludge. And you can read all about it at Hoyser Park. And you can see the baseball field there is in that basin today. The next one is going to be by Glen Rose Apartments on Abrams Mill Road. And don't know if you can see from that picture that there are 8 piles of coal there, and this was one of the largest coal storage facilities in the country. And it's in that woods that's off to the right. That's where this picture was taken. And so those big piles of coal on the left are on top of what is now the Glen Rose neighborhood. The fifth one will be lime kilns, and this is on Sullen Boulevard. And as people have noticed from 202 caving in, that there's a lot of limestone in Upper Marion, and this was used for making lime products. And this is the intersection of Sullen Boulevard and 202. Bridgeport would be up at the top of this photograph. The trail to Bridgeport now runs horizontally across this picture, and you can see all the lime industry there. Today, there is a one lime, old lime kiln remains, and the sign will go in this location. And this is the sign that will explain the history. And number 6 is the King of Prussia Inn, which has been moved from its original location to 202 and Gulf Road. And this is what the King of Prussia Inn looked like many years ago. And I think it's going to go here. It's not known, or it is known. We're pretty sure it's going to go here where the trail crosses Bill Smith Boulevard. And this is what the sign will look like. And coincidentally, this picture was taken this morning. 5 of the signs have been put in just by coincidence today. And this, the 6th one, the King of Prussia Inn sign, is going in soon, I hope. And that's the end of the presentation.
Thank you. That's great. Marian?
We've been talking a lot about the development of Poyser 2, that project. It's a big part of what we will be talking more and more about as time goes on. And a bunch of us the 4 of us sitting right here, went for a walk in that area again just to remind ourselves of all the space that's up there that we own that we hope to develop and increase the size of Poyser Park. And we had some conversations as we walked through there, and I wanted to present what our ideas were at this point in time. So one thing, as we walk through that area where there's a pond and there's hills and lots of trees, is we would like to keep as many trees as possible in developing that area to increase the size of Poyser Park and add to the facilities at Poyser Park. They make it beautiful, and they make shade, and it's just lovely to walk there. And we also hope that walking paths through the wooded areas could be part of the plan. And we're hoping some could be kind of footpaths, unpaved things, but we don't know if that's possible or not. There seems to be lots where the leaves are collected and the mulch is created. There's lots of flat area. And so the thought of needing more sports fields or tennis courts, there's lots of flat land that is, some of it's paved, some of it's just gravel, but that would seems like a logical place to put those big flat things that we need. One thing that we learned through the development of the Schuylkill River West Trail and the Crow Creek Trail, as an advisory board, we're involved in meeting with the different developers who would like to be involved in coming up with a plan for it and then executing the plan. And what we're hoping is that not only could we be involved to help advise in the selection of the developer, but to stay involved, to oversee the work as it's done, just so that we have more eyes on what's happening and there are no surprises that by the time we find out about them, it's too late to do anything. For instance, lots of trees were taken down when the Crow Creek Trail was put in. And what we're hoping is, in that kind of a situation, perhaps if we're like extra eyes on what's going on. We should advise the board as soon as possible that, or even before the plans are made. Hopefully the plans will have indication of where trees will just be eliminated for no real reason except it's easier for them. Anyway, we would like to be involved in the whole project, not just in the selection of the vendor. We also spotted back there an area over a steep slope above the pond where a lot of old asphalt and big giant pipes have seemed to be just dumped. And we're hoping that can be stopped because when the park is, when that part of Poyser Park is developed, all that stuff will have to be removed. It's really nothing nice to look at, and it's heavy as anything. And so we're hoping no more dumping can be done up there. And what else? We're not sure how parking will be dealt with, but any increase in the facilities and the amenities in the park will probably need more parking places. But there is a lot of land, so we're hoping that can be dealt with in a in an intelligent and beautiful way so that it looks nice. And the other thing that we want to do is visit other parks in the area just to get new ideas and just to see what would happen. I typed parks into the Google Maps question, place where you can park, type in the name of some place you want to go or something you want to see. And if you just say parks, it goes on and on and on, starting with the parks closer to your location and just going on and on to all the other parks. So there's lots of them there. Perkiomen Valley, Wilson Farm Park, River Bend, Fort Washington State Park, Norristown Farm Park. It goes on and on. There's lots of places to visit. And just the last point is, we know there have been resident questionnaires done in the past asking people, what would you like to see there? And whether we need to do more questionnaires maybe involves just going back and looking and seeing what kind of data we collected. And I know we've talked about it in the past, but I don't remember what we said. But it's an exciting project, and we're looking forward to getting involved.
We are. Following up on that, we plan on forming a steering committee to work directly with this developer that you guys ultimately hire with our recommendation. We're thinking about 7 members on it. We would include Jared Lash as a, not counting on the steering committee, but as an advisor, and Dan, I would be on it. And we'll look for 5 or 6 other people with different interests in the community. We kind of want to get a broad base. Certainly want somebody from Shade Tree on it for sure. We hope that that committee can work more closely with the developer and then would report back to our board, because it's probably going to be a lot of extra meetings and so forth. So we want to kind of spread the wealth of attending meetings and also getting more heads into the game. We got to make this right. This is like that piece of property when we walked around, it is truly amazing. I don't know if you guys have been through it on any recent basis, but there's a lot of land there and a lot of different land. And what she was saying about the part where they're dumping stuff, I mean, it's going to cost us money to move that stuff out of there at some point. Well, the pipes and the concrete and whatever other stuff there is, plus it's probably leaching into the ground down there. So, but it's just going to increase the cost of the project. A couple other things we're doing just to tighten up and end this quickly. We're still doing our monthly park inspections. I have to say, Coop and his crew, if you've been to any of the park, just pick any park and go there. It is unbelievable the difference now from what it was pre-COVID, going back a few years under some other people's leadership. But Coop and his gang are, we go out and we do our inspections now, and we're basically coming back. You're really you're really struggling to find anything to comment on, and that's just amazing. So that's certainly great. Just a little side note at Sweetbriar Park, we had a Eagle Scout build a sign there, a sign box. I don't know if any of you have seen it. It's right at the entrance on Bible Road. It's really cool. It has two glass doors on it, and we can put notes in there or whatever from things going on in the township. And it seems like there's going to be a Friends of Sweetbriar Park that hopefully will maintain it through Dan's permission of what kinds of things can go on the signboard. So that was a very nice touch. And finally, we've been keeping on a regular basis in touch with the different sports organizations. There's several leadership changes. Soccer, baseball is going to undergo one after this season. So we kind of draw them in, the new leadership, and kind of find out what they're doing and what they need from us. But a lot of them are brand new and don't know some of the rules, you know, that they need to follow in the township, whether especially soccer with Baxter, that, you know, who owns it and who's taking care of what. And the boathouse is another one where it's shared with the school district. So we try to get them in on a yearly basis. We kind of spread it out over the course of the year. We'll invite in the president and any board members that want to come in and give us an update on their membership, how they're doing, and what else. Some of the things from that, we do advertising for them in the newsletter that goes out from Park and Rec. That was a big one for their registrations, things like that. So that was one thing that we added. And there's many more, but just to give you an idea. That's kind of it. We're busy board, and we're looking forward to this challenge of Hoyser 2. It's going to be an amazing process. I have no idea how many years it's going to take to final fruition, but I'm looking forward to that first shovel in the ground anyway. So thank you. Thank you for your support.
It's really a feather in the cap for Parks and Rec, because it's been a long time in the making. So yes, and finally we're on the edge of it. So it's exciting times. We are over our limit. So I don't know if there's things that I mean, I'd like to comment real quickly.
The only thing I would comment is that, you know, that's a great job with those history signs. The Historical Commission is actually putting together a pamphlet, and we'll have QR codes. We may want to put that in and work with Don, get a QR code maybe in the corner that would then link that, what you have there, into the township website. There you go. And then it'll be there for all time.
Those were BCA funded, right?
That's what I
thought. Okay.
Yeah.
It's there.
Thanks to Valley Forge Casino Resort.
Yep.
It's ready to go.
By the way, my grandfather was the Reading Anthracite Coal distributor. So I'm sure he came down here to get his coal.
Well, I don't know that you'd have to come down to get it, because it was all coming down, so you just get it further up.
No. Oh, no, just thank you. Thank you for all work you do, and for keeping an eye on the parks. That's an important aspect of the committee.
Yeah, we're proud. Very proud of where they are.
It should be. Our parks are great.
We really are. We have so many of them besides, which is, that's really wonderful. Whoever planned it that way, way back when or whatever, it's really great.
Actually, I'll mention a lot of people helped with this. It was interesting. It kind of became a community project. A lot of people put in like little pieces here and there. Like I can point to even like a sentence or like, for example, up there where it has the chemical makeup. A friend of mine put that in who's an engineer. He said, I don't know if you want to get too technical. I said, no, let's put it in. So, you know, that was his suggestion to put in the CaCO3. And, you know, just people put in little pieces. So it's kind of neat. So a lot of people helped with it.
That's great.
I hope this gets a lot of people coming to the trails also, and just enjoy the trails and stop and read these signs. A lot of time and energy went into these. A magnificent job that
it's
you should be very proud
of
this project.
It's been a year and a half.
Yes.
A lot of frustration.
Yes, but...
I did great.
So...
And you said how many are up already as of today? Five of them
Yeah, so Jerry and his group put in five today.
Wonderful.
And then there's the...
Yeah, the sixth one that will be at the King of Prussia Inn, we're working with the county because it's actually going on a county easement that they have through PICO. So the county wants to have just a written agreement in place with the township, basically a maintenance agreement.
Maintenance agreement.
That says that the township will maintain it on a basis. So that's in the works. So once that's done, we'll be able to install it.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for your dedication. This board, I'm the liaison for the board, so I see the front line of what all of you do. Very committed, dedicated residents, and serve that board well. Okay, we're past our time, and apologize that your time was limited. We had technical difficulties that delayed us
Neil.
A bit, so apologize for that. And if there's any communication that you need to be passed along, or if anyone needs to get in touch, we will do that off board.
Okay.
So
thank you for being here, and thank you for your support.
Yeah, and we will recess now for just a moment, and we'll be back for our last presentation for the evening, and that's with the transportation and general authorities. Thank you. Okay.